It is 3 p.m. at Parenyatwa Hospital in Zimbabwe. Stretchers carrying critically ill patients are lined up at the observation ward, their relatives watching them in despair. Doctors and nurses have engaged in an industrial action of unpaid salaries. Patients are taking a long time to get medical help. The queue is long and winding and moving very slowly. More patients are joining the ever-lengthening queue. Some patients are saying they've witnessed others dying in the queue, though this cannot be confirmed by hospital authorities. The situation is dire. Patrick Kagura, who has been in the hospital queue for almost 2 days, told Studio 7 he witnessed some patients dying while waiting to get medical help.
Everybody, I can say there are people in the queue, there are people dying there, there are people, many people in the queue, but there is nobody who's here. No doctor, no help. Since yesterday, the whole day yesterday, the whole night, up to this hour now.
Another patient, Robert Kanyan, told Studio 7, he now fears for his life as he has learned that two people lost their lives in the queue while waiting for a doctor.
When we came here in the morning, he told us the some people have the two people died while on the queue before they got attended. Some of them needed urgent treatment, but doctors were not here to attend to them. They were made to go on the queue and so forth. Some of them lost their lives. And here you can look at the situation. Some are critically ill. They might face the same situation. The situation is bad. We actually urge government to prioritize the health so that people can get treatment. Lives are being lost.
Harare resident Bradley Shonai added that the government should address the dire situation in order to curb the loss of lives.
The situation is so bad, and people are not being attended to in time. And so that it will give, patients more, burden for them to have a good
treatment.
The time I came here, it's now, I came here about 10, and now it's 3:20. You can imagine, we are still in line waiting for the physician to look to the to attend to the patient. Okay. I think government should put more budget to hospitals, and the staff, they must increase the staff so that whenever a patient comes, quickly must be attended to.
Zimbabwean doctors and nurses said they are too incapacitated to go to work as the government has not yet paid their salaries. While they are fighting to get their pay, patients are said to be dying in queues at general hospitals. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.